All right, July 4th. That has to mean summer blockbuster movies, right? Well, let's bring in our WOR Movie Minute man, the man himself, Joe Neumeier. Joe, big blockbusters this July 4th, eh?
Not so much. The only thing that's really opening this weekend is Minions: The Rise of Gru, and these Despicable Me movies have been opening on 4th of July, you know, since the first one. This one takes place in the 70s. I haven't had a chance to see it, and I'm sure it'll be great for kids. Steve Carell is back as Gru. It takes place in the 70s. You know, it was delayed a couple of years because of COVID. You know, I'm sure it's fine. I never found the charm of the Minions. I mean, I like Despicable Me, actually, in the sequel. I thought those were good family movies, but the Minions, the little yellow guys walking around speaking gibberish. I don't know. To me, it's not necessarily.
Wait, I thought that was our show. I thought that was the people on this radio show.
Right. Now, listeners,
are you telling me it's a movie?
That's right. Now you become a movie. So I was thinking, you know, for the movie minute this weekend, I was thinking, what are the movies that really remind me of, like, the spirit of America? I mean, there's actually a lot of them, and I've got a whole bunch broken down by genre. But the three that come off the top of my head right off the bat are The Right Stuff, the great 1983 movie about the 60 space race. Yeah, such a great movie.
That was good.
The other one is Steven Spielberg's Lincoln, which is, you know, obviously a phenomenal biopic, but really sort of shows the process of Congress going through. And then, you know, the old standard Field of Dreams, which I have to put in there because it's obviously, it's about baseball, but it's also about so many other things. It's about small town America and, you know, and dreams coming true and kind of working hard and kind of being a little crazy even when everyone's telling you it's not the way to be and ends up being the right way to go. So, those are my three movies that I would put.
Well, you know what one I like? I like the musical 1776.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. In fact, musicals, there's a couple of them that I thought of. 1776 is one of them. I also think Oklahoma is kind of a great American musical in some ways, obviously. And then Meet Me in St. Louis is also great, obviously. It's got so many great, great pieces of music. And Yankee Doodle Dandy, which, a lot of people sort of just really remember for its title number, which is great. But it got, obviously, Jimmy Cagney the Oscar, and it was made in 1942. And that's, you know, George M. Cohan. That's a great musical. And then I was even thinking, like, obviously, sports films. Miracle is a movie that everybody sort of knows or thinks about because of that great, great moments are born of great opportunity speech that Kurt Russell gives as Herb Brooks. It's about the 1980 U.S., if people don't know, I'm sure they do, but the U.S. hockey team beating the Soviets. And Friday Night Lights, which kicked off the TV series, of course, which is a long-running series. But I think the movie is really good, kind of small-town America, Texas, and how football is really important to the culture there. And then I was thinking of Western.
Now, are there any war movies that you would think would tell you what America's all about?
I mean, so many of them are obviously kind of, you know, they're shades of gray or the sort of about the horrors of war. But the ones that come to mind, I thought, was Saving Private Ryan, of course, you know, which is so terrific and so great. Then there's The Sands of Iwo Jima from 1949 with John Wayne. I like that one as well. There's a lot of John Wayne war movies of the 40s that you could put in there. And then there's one I like from 1959 called Porkchop Hill with Gregory Peck, which is about Korea. And, you know, it's hard to even find, you know, The Green Berets is sort of one of the only kind of, you know, in some ways, Vietnam movie that sort of has a not, you know, negative bent to it. But I like those movies a lot, too. Saving Private Ryan is really good. And Westerns, Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, I think is an interesting, you know, kind of a spirit of America. We kind of watch how a territory becomes statehood and sort of the way the legend becomes myth and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And Shane, I mean, if Shane is one of those movies that kind of people forget about. It kind of was a cliche for a long time. You know, the little boy, come back, Shane, come back. But I think as a 1950s movie about sort of standing up for the little guy and about the spirit of sort of the rugged outdoorsness, I think Shane's a great movie, great Western, too. You know,
I like, now going to political films, I like State of the Union. Remember that 1948?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Directed by Frank Capra? That's a very good movie.
Yes, Catherine Hepburn
and Spencer Tracy,
exactly. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, of course, also great, 1939. Jimmy Stewart and his great sort of, you know, kind of filibuster moment up there, and Claude Rains being the evil senator, and The American President. Do you guys remember that one with Michael Douglas in the 90s?
Yeah, love it. Great. Oh, one of my faves.
Yeah, it really sort of shows the. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Frank Langella's in it. That's right.
Yeah. Yep.
Joe, are there any other good movies about the Founding Fathers besides 1776?
None that I can think of. You know what? I mean, there's obviously on TV there was one about John Adams, which was really good with Paul Giamatti. So TV has done a few, but nothing of the founding fathers, really. Sadly, you know, you threw me off course. I was going to go to action films and talk about Independence Day, which is the aliens.
I was wondering. To me, when I think of July 4th blockbuster, I thought Independence Day was just perfectly framed, and it wasn't a bad movie.
No, it's really great. It's really fun. And, you know, and obviously, you know, we talked about just now that speech in Miracle, but the Bill Pullman speech of, you know, this is our Independence Day as we're going to fight back against the aliens kind of is up there as well as like a great rousing patriotic speech. You know, I was thinking about the movies that opened on 4th of July as well. And that's sort of this kind of cliche, but it kind of depends. I mean, Jaws didn't open even on July, you know, July 4th. Jaws was June 20th. But you know what did open on July 4th? Airplane back in 1980, which I think is a terrific.
Really?
Right.
The best.
The best. Back to the Future opened on July 3rd, 1985. Oh, also a great movie, right?
A good one.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day. I remember seeing that at the Ziegfeld Theater, being blown away by it back in 1991. And then there's even like, you know, Hollywood didn't really kind of come up to the idea of July 4th movies until like the 80s or 90s. And then, of course, like Men in Black, and we mentioned Independence Day, and Spider-Man 2, which was 2004. And then, of course, the one that I always love throwing in there as well, Apollo 13, which was June 30th of 1995. So it's that whole weekend.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and you really captures the spirit. Yeah,
you know what I miss in the summer? I miss drive-ins. When I was a kid growing up in upstate New York, we went to the drive-in movie at Canisius Lake every Friday, and it was so much fun. And are there any drive-ins left, or are they pretty much a thing of the past?
There is a few left. In fact, 2 years ago, I went to one kind of upstate a little bit during the first summer of the pandemic. So I don't know if they've still been going, but at least, you know, 2 years ago, they kind of reopened a little bit for things like that. If you hunt around a little bit, I think in some of those upstate places or, you know, kind of the hinterlands of New Jersey, there might be some. There's one in Pennsylvania that I've gone, the oldest one in America. It dates back to 1934. The oldest one still operating. Goes back to the called Shankweiler's. It goes back to 1934, and it's just outside the Poconos in Pennsylvania. And that's a great little drive-in. So there's a lot of them going around. The one that I saw the Apple Dumpling Gang back in 1975 on July 4th weekend. I remember I was talking to my brother about this. I said, what was the movie we saw 4th of July? Yeah, with Tim Conway and Don Knotts. You know, they did those Disney comedies for a while. Yeah, and so the Apple Dumpling Gang was the one that I saw back in 1975 on 4th of July, back in, you know, when I was 8 years old or something.
When we were kids, we went to the drive-in in Warwick, New York. I have no idea if it's still there, but that was a big deal to go to the
drive-in.
No, hey, for next year, when you do your list of Americana movies in your sports category, you might want to throw Hoosiers in there.
Oh, Hoosiers is a great movie, right? Gene Hackman. Oh, and it's a great looking film too. Like it looks like you sort of just stepped into this great 1950s photograph in so many ways.
Yeah.
Basketball, you know, team in small town Indiana. That's great. And Gene Hackman's always great. He's terrific. Yeah. The other thing I was thinking of, superhero films. Obviously, the kids always love superhero films. Superman, the original Superman, which we can never praise enough. And Captain America: The First Avenger, the movie that sort of set up the Avenger. You know, the Iron Man had come before, but Captain America set that up. And for kids, there's An American Tale, which I think is a really nice little animated film. And The Incredibles. Remember The American Tale? Yeah, it's like about an immigrant mouse who comes, And The Incredibles, I think, is a great little superhero movie that's also sort of about America in its own way, I think. You know,
Len, the Warwick is still in business. The Warwick Drive-In,
still. You would come down the hill from New Jersey, and it was right on the right there, and it was just, I don't know, I love those little speakers. I guess they don't do it anymore. I guess you do it through your car or audio system, but you have a little speaker in the window, and that stuff.
I love the little speaker, right. How about a road trip this weekend, guys? We go to the Warwick, right? We'll meet there Saturday or Sunday.
Warwick.
Right,
New York. Go to Aiken. Go to Aiken's Pharmacy. We used to get the banana splits there as kids. So that's the thing to do.
Memories.
Thanks, Joey. I'm having a great time here.
Have a great
happy
weekend,
4th,
guys.
Joe. Great walk
have
down
a good
memory
weekend,
lane.
Joe. Bye-bye.
Great. Oh, I'm glad you looked that up. That's great to know about.
Yeah, still around the Warwick.
Hey, I show you how old I am. The indoor theater, we'd always ask our parents, is the film in color? So that goes back a few years. Now it's a true story. Hate to admit it, but it's true. Hey, coming up next, it gives new meaning to whistle while you work. Plus, wait to hear this one. Plus, our morning show recap.
Hey, if your mobility isn't like it used to be or you're living with nagging pain, then you need to make an appointment with my friends at Trinity Rehab. They will restore your freedom to live life pain-free. This is cutting-edge, state-of-the-art physical therapy that will improve your life and your mobility. Trinity Rehab has the EPAT machine. It's FDA-approved, non-surgical acoustic pressure wave technology. What it does is it breaks up scar tissue, enhances healing, gets rid of pain very fast. It's effective for back or neck pain, tennis elbow, shoulder tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and knee pain. In just 3 5-minute sessions, you could be virtually pain-free. So effective that Olympic athletes and a local professional football team use EPAT for their injuries. No prescription is needed to get started. Trinity has 37 clinics all over New Jersey, including Hackensack and Wyckoff. Call 800-518-0977. That's 800-518-0977. Or visit their website at trinity-rehab.com. That's trinity-rehab.com.